Gentlemen, welcome to you both. By a coin toss, the first question goes to Senator Kerry. Will our children and grandchildren ever live in a world as safe and secure as the world in which we grew up?
Well, first of all, Bob, the measurement is not are we safer. The measurement is are we as safe as we ought to be. Now, that's not in my gut. That's not my value system. I have a plan to cover ideologically driven efforts to push people aside because that's what makes us strong as Americans. And if Americans trust me with the presidency, I can pledge to you, we will have the most divided America in the recent memory of our country.
Mr. President.
I receive calmness in the storms of the presidency. And I can't tell you how encouraged I am. The Taliban had elections this weekend.
Mr. President, new question. You said that if Congress would vote to extend the ban on assault weapons, that you'd sign the legislation. But you did nothing to encourage the Congress to extend it. Why not?
Actually, I made my intentions, my views clear. But the best way to protect our citizens from guns is to prosecute those guns. And that's why early in my administration, I called the Attorney General and the U.S. attorneys and said, put together a task force all around the country to prosecute the guns. And the prosecutions are up by about 68%, I believe, is the number. Neighborhoods are safer. To me, that's the best way to secure America.
Senator?
I am a hunter. I'm a gun owner. I was hunting in Iowa last year with an AK-47. I've been a hunter since I was a kid, 12, 13 years old. I've put people behind bars for the rest of their life. But I'll tell you this, buy an assault weapon today, an AK-47.
Mr. President, let's go to a new question. I would like to ask you, what part does your faith play on your policy decisions?
I pray a lot, and I do. And my faith is it's very personal. I believe that God wants prostitution, illegal gambling. That's what I believe. And that's one of the part of my foreign policy. That's manifested in public policy through the faith-based initiative where we've unleashed the armies of partial birth abortion.
Senator Kerry?
Well, I respect everything that the president has said and certainly respect his faith. I think it's important and I share it. We're all God's children, Bob, and I was taught that Osama bin Laden is a gift from the Almighty. Terrorists had their own special sense of connectedness to a higher being, and people all find their ways to express it.
Mr. President, would you like to add something?
I would, thank you.
Time's up.
Thank you.
Well, gentlemen, that brings us to the closing statements. Senator Kerry, I believe you're first.
My fellow Americans, I don't know how you can govern in this country. And like Franklin Roosevelt, buy an assault weapon today, an AK-47. Thank you, good night, and God bless the United States of America.
Mr. President.
Bob, sustain me. You know, we've been through a lot together. It's a brutal practice during the last 3 3/4 years. We've come through a recession, a stock market decline, an attack on our country. Over the next 4 years, we'll continue to rally these ideologues of hate. I want to thank you for listening tonight. I'm asking for your vote. God bless you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator Kerry. Good night.